Good morning. My name is Billy Allen. If you open your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 7, we'd like to share just a couple of verses with you, if I may, this morning. What we refer to as the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus speaks these words to the people. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who will enter through it. And verse 14, for the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. May God bless this morning the reading of His Word. Jesus, referring to what we understand as a way of life, the way that we should live our lives as those that follow Christ, letting the people know, giving them stern and truthful warning about how we should live our life and how our life and path should be a narrow path to love and to cherish and to obey and seek God's will in everything of our life. You know, verse number 13, the first word says, enter through the narrow gate. You know, each and every one of us one day will stand before God. The Word of God gives us that testimony that we will each stand before God and give an account of our lives. It says that it's appointed for man once to die, and then comes forth the judgment. You know, as we stand before Jesus, our Lord God, one day we'll understand these words to be completely truth, and our faith will truly become sight. You know, Jesus speaking to the people, He talks about the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. Beloved, how many people in your life and my life today as well have we been praying for? Maybe are we praying for this day? Are we seeking the Lord's will for many, many years of life to ask the Lord to help them, help those ones, maybe our children, maybe our wayward children, maybe an uncle or an aunt, maybe a sister or brother. I'm not quite sure who it may be. That's that one in your life that you're praying earnestly for. But Jesus tells us and gives us these words and gives these words to you and I today, just as He did these people on the Sermon of the Mount. But He tells us, for that leads to destruction, and there are many in who will enter in through it. So many times, our witness, our life, the way we live, the way we show love, the way we teach the Word of God to other people, is truly the only narrow path that many will ever see. You know, I'm drawn back to a thought not too many months back whenever I received an email from a gentleman, and he shared with me that the only truth that he felt like he even heard in his life during the whole week was on Sunday when he was in church, when he heard the Word of God preached and taught to him. I asked him, I said, sir, I want to understand one thing. What kind of a life do you live during the week? What kind of a life do you have outside of that of the four walls of the church? And he indicated to me the fact that as soon as church was over and as soon as him and his friends or family had left the church, he said, my whole life and demeanor changes, Billy. He said, I find that I want to go back to doing the things that I did before I ever came. He said, but while I'm in there, I'm convicted. While I'm in church, I sit there, and he said, I just sit and weep. And I just sit and ask God to help me so that when I do leave, I will not be different than I am sitting in this pew. You know, beloved, my heart goes out to that individual, just as it may go out to you today, that maybe as well living that double-sided life. That life one day, or maybe during the services of your local church, or maybe around even your wife, your friends, or your family, you may be walking, you may be pretending, if you will, masquerading around to be living in that narrow path, in that narrow way that looks good to everyone around you. But I want you to know today that God knows the truth, and God's Word says that He knows our hearts today. And I trust and pray that verse number 14 will be reality in your life, and we'll pray and we'll seek God for that today. For verse 14 says, for the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. You know, in our lives today, there's many, beloved, that we know that are walking and living around us every day that may talk about how much and how greatly they love the Lord. But you know, God's Word here, Jesus tells us that few will find it. You know, the few that will find it will be those that are seeking after the will of God. Few that will find it will be those that are desiring to have God's will and God's way firmly implanted and steadfast within their own hearts. The few that will find it are the ones that seek God with their whole heart. I trust and pray today, beloved, that you are one of the few, the one of the few that God speaks of and have gone through that narrow, that small gate, and that narrow path of life has been yours as you have followed the Word, the teaching, and the love of Jesus Christ throughout your life. May God, in a sovereign way, through His grace, His peace, and His love, may He work in each of our lives this day so that we may be what He would have us to be. So that when that day does come, beloved, you and I can enter into that gate, that narrow gate that leads to life. Bow your heads with me this morning for just a few moments of prayer. Father, we're truly thankful, Lord Jesus, today for this opportunity on this Tuesday morning, God, to come before you and just take a few moments to pray, God, and just seek your will in our life. Lord, we, none of us, have an idea at all, Father, what truly is ahead for our day. Lord, we know that we'll go about our responsibilities, we'll go about our tasks, we'll go about our duties, Father, maybe at work or at school, wherever we may be. But God, if there's one thing today that's the most important thing that we'll do, may we seek after your will, and may we seek after that narrow path, God, that you've called us and you've outlined for us to walk. For, Father, we know that that narrow path, in a way that only few will find it, to heaven's gate. Father, we know the gatekeeper today is Jesus, and Father, we seek after your will and your way in our life. We would ask you, God, just allow us, ask you to help us, God, today, because without your strength, without your might, God, that we are not able to do any of this. And Father, I would ask that your hands of grace and peace and love be upon each of our family. Lord, we pray for our wives, we pray for our children, Father, we pray for our relatives, our friends. We pray for those around us, God, that we meet that we may not even know their name. We pray, God, that each and every one of us may, in a very faithful way, in a very truthful and a very humble way, God, may we live our lives in a way that will be a reflection, Father, of that narrow path, God, that you've called us as believers, as Christians, to walk. Father, I would pray for those today that are sick and those that are shut in, those today, God, that are clinging very much to the last threads of life. We'd ask you, God, to just work in their life, in their heart, and their spirit. Father, may they be ready. May they be prepared, God, just as today we need to be prepared, so that, God, when you do call us home, we can know without any question that we truly will stand before the Lord God one day and know that we will be welcomed into heaven's gate. Father, I thank you for those listening today. I thank you for those, Father, that are so very, very faithful, God, to pray for this ministry each day, each and every day. And Father, without any doubt, without any hesitation, God, I want to thank you and I want to praise you, Father, for your goodness and all the many, many things that you've done this day already, Lord, by just waking us up, by just keeping the breath of life in us through the night, Father. We thank you for rest, God, that we have during the night. Father, may you allow us to be that light and that salt in the lives of those around us, Father, that are wandering without Christ in a dark and a sin-cursed world. Father, may you be blessed, may you be glorified, and may you be honored, God, through the life that today we live. Father, we would ask you to keep us on that narrow path. We'd ask you, Father, to keep your word and your truth within our own hearts. And Father, until that day that you do call us home, may you be lifted, may you be glorified, may you be praised and honored, God, as you righteously deserve. For today we come and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.